Collins was deported to her native country only one day after the events of the junkyard. Item, Captain Leo Winwood was relieved of duty for, quote, reasons of health, unquote. Item, Francoise Edmonds, the deceased, was buried a third time at public expense, a third time. However, this time, rock salt was poured in his mouth and his lips were sewn shut. City officials will deny this, but you can see it for yourself if you'd care to venture out to St. Lucie Cemetery and exhume the corpse.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J, and it's time for our live portion of the show. And in the studio, we have Ollie McManus, and she's going to play some songs for us between now and 6 o'clock. So without further ado, why don't we get started?
Okay, so hello everyone. This first song is an original song called Breaking Free.
No.
stupid things I didn't know how to see life differently. I used to think it was all about me, but it's not about me, because now I can see I'm breaking free. Free to be who I am. I'm breaking free. Free because I can. I'm breaking free.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Ollie McManus. How you doing, Ollie?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Thanks for coming down.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Okay. So, when did you know that you wanted to be a musician?
Well, when I was 7, I got a solo in choir.
A what? I'm sorry?
A solo in choir. Oh. And, yeah, I had to perform in front of people. And no one knew in my family if I could sing or not when I was 7. And after I performed the solo, they came up to me with, like, tears in their eyes. And I'm like, at first, I'm like, did I really do that bad? You know, because, I don't know, I was young and I didn't really know. But then I realized it was, like, joyful tears, and because I... You know, they found out I could do this, and I realized it too, and I just saw how well I could affect people, and I kind of stuck with it.
When and where did you start singing? Was it just at home, or?
Well, kind of at school in choir, in the choir class, and then I kept doing it at home, you know, just singing karaoke a lot, and, you know, just seeing what I could do, and then I moved on to piano and then guitar eventually.
Okay, so that's your main instruments is guitar and keyboards?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a piano at home? Or?
I do, yes. So when I was younger, I kind of gravitated towards the piano. We had a grand piano in our living room, and right when my medical stuff started happening, I couldn't go outside as much, and I was kind of stuck in the house or in the hospital, and I kind of was like, oh, there's a piano just sitting there, and I went to try it out, and I found out that it was a big passion of mine.
Okay, so yeah, you had nothing else to do at the moment, so you figured, what the heck, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Not let the piano gather dust, right?
Exactly, yes.
All right. What was the name of that track that you played?
That song was called Breaking Free.
Breaking Free?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could just let us know what songs that you're playing, because we're entering it in the computer.
Okay.
For our listeners, so they know the names of the songs that you're playing.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Yeah, so.
Will do.
Okay.
Is that original?
Yes, it's an original.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you can hear Alan pretty good there.
Yes.
<I'm> loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm loud sometimes, but a lot of times I'm quiet, I guess. It depends on what mood I'm in.
Right.
Okay, so pretty much everything we're going to hear today, for the most part, is going to be originals?
Yes, every song I prepared is going to be original songs.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, why don't we get into another one? What are we going to hear now?
Okay, so this song is called Unchained.
Uh-huh.
And it's an original.
Okay.
Got shot in the heart, regrets at large. Never some more, expanding with every inch of your soul. Mistakes make you appreciate the little things you just throw away. Wish you could travel back in time, erase what's trapped behind your reddened eyes. Put your regrets behind, to the back of your mind. See what didn't turn out fine. You're so chained. You're so chained. From all the pain. You're so chained. Pure, then the devil takes it away. You hear him say, you're better off this way. You're so naive to believe it was true. So you took his hand along with all your regrets. Wish you could travel back in time. Erase what's trapped behind your reddened eyes. Put your regrets behind, to the back of your mind. To see what didn't turn out fine. You're so chained. So chained. From all the so chained. Now you're traveling back in time. Regrets erased from your mind. Scattered on the floor. You locked them in a box and swore the key. It made you feel a sense of ease to be unchained, to be unchained from all the pain, to be unchained. You're pure, and then you're not.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Ali McManus, Unchained. All right.
Yes.
So, why is music important to you?
Well, I would have to say that it, in a way, saved my life. I've had many surgeries, and I'm actually, you guys don't know this because you don't see me, but I'm in a wheelchair, and music is what got me through all the hard times in the hospitals, and gave me something to do and to look forward to, and also to spread my message to everyone else, and hopefully brighten their day. And why I say it, saved my life in a way, because my spine when I was 13 was so curved at 145 degrees that it was crushing my lungs. and it was crushing my lungs, so I only had 19% lung capacity.
Uh-huh.
And so the doctors, I went for a checkup, and he's like, you know, Allie, I don't mean to scare you, but we need to do the surgery to save your life. And, you know, being told that at 13, it's kind of shocking. And so I went to St. Louis. I moved there in the hospital, and I was in halo traction for 9 months to straighten my spine out. And then, so I now have 30% lung capacity. It's not 100%, but it's better than 19.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm saying, like, I probably, if I wasn't singing, you know, when my lungs were at 19%, I probably wouldn't have made it to that checkup, because my lungs would have just, you know, disintegrated even more.
Really?
Yeah.
So singing actually was therapy for your lungs?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and it was, you know, like, it's exercising them, and every time you use them, the stronger they get.
Really?
Right.
Oh, hmm. See, now, if somebody asked me without me knowing it all, I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought it would put a strain on it. Hmm.
Well, it could do that, too, but, you know, I had to figure out a way to use the certain amount of lung capacity I had. And
right.
Figure out, because I was still, I don't know how, but I was still, like, belting out songs at 19% lung capacity. I mean, I just don't understand it. So it's just, I feel like, because the more you use your lungs, you know, like if you don't use something in your body, it'll, you know, get weaker and weaker. So, you know, that's what they told me, is like, there was a good thing that I was singing, because it was helping my lungs.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's something that they don't know. Well, they know now that they didn't know back then when
exactly.
When my grandparents were young, you know, they every time you hurt yourself, oh, you have to rest, you have to lie in bed, you can't strain that, you know. And now we know it's like, no, you got to do the exact opposite.
Exactly.
It's like when I know it's nothing like what you've gone through, but when I injured my back, I couldn't believe what they were putting me through. It was like this physical regimen. It's like, okay, bend over and pick this up, twist your body like that. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is gonna kill me. It's like
that's what it feels like.
Yeah, but in the long run, it helped, though, huh?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Okay. It's interesting how they go about it now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they do they say that 30% is like acceptable then?
Well, well, everyone who has normal lungs, it's at 100 percent.
Uh huh.
So, I mean, from going from 19% to 30 was pretty good, but it's not exceptional or anything.
No.
You know, they even say like, I didn't really notice a difference, because when you're in that spot, you just adapt to what you have. So, you know, it's just like a lot of people are still like amazed when I say that I have 30% lung capacity and I sing like I can't. So I don't, you know, it's just an interesting thing.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm glad it helped you. I mean, you know, something positive actually helped you with your ailment, so nothing wrong with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's, why don't we play another one? What's this one called?
Okay. This song is called Heart Shattered.
Heart Shattered. Okay.
Yes. Well, in parentheses, like my bones. My bones break easily. But, so this song is a, you know, I got friend-zoned, kind of like friend-zoned by a guy that I liked, and I wasn't very happy about it in the moment. But this is what I wrote that about. Heart shattered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stay inside. ask what's going through my mind. And I think, to my surprise, while I trap my tears, oh, blood from ear to ear, my heart shouting like my bone, I feel like I've turned to stone.
You've got a show or an event coming up soon, or?
I have a album release coming soon.
Okay, want to talk about that?
Of course, yeah. So I got this amazing opportunity to work with the legendary producer Jack Douglas. He did John Lennon's Imagine album, and every album until he passed, along with Aerosmith, Cheap Trick, all these other people. And, you know, I was just, my manager showed him my stuff one day, and he was very interested, and he flew to Detroit to meet me in the winter. And we hit it off, and then we scheduled our one-month stay in L.A. and recorded my album that's coming out in January. called Unbreakable. And I couldn't be more excited about it.
Yeah.
It's really amazing, and I put a lot of hard work into it. And amazing people worked on it, and I couldn't be more grateful for that opportunity that I got.
So how did you meet him? So
my manager has been friends with Jack Douglas for a while, and she was going to L.A. anyway, so she met up with him. And she showed him some of my songs, like the song I just played for you. And he was really, really intrigued and loved what he heard. And he wanted to meet me. So In the winter, this past winter, he flew to Detroit to meet me. And we got to know each other a bit. And then he told me that he wanted to produce my album.
Okay. Now, how much, hands-on was he a part of it?
So the first week we did, so I played him all my songs that I came with, and we just went over, the arrangements and, getting all the parts situated for the musicians. And then there was something that needed to be added, or, I just showed him my songs, and we looked over them. And then the next week, he was a part of everything. He was there every session, every time we got together. For that whole month, he was at everything. And then the next 2 days, we rehearsed with the band. And he was, telling everyone what to do, how to play stuff, like the bandmates. And then we went in the studio and recorded everything.
Okay, but how long did that take?
It was a month total. So March 28th through April 28th.
Which isn't bad. That's more old school.
I know. It was nice how to get it done right in one time. It was cool.
Well, he's old school. He goes back to day, when he was doing, like you said, Aerosmith and Cheap Trick. I mean, if you took longer than 3 or 4 weeks, then you were just taking too long.
Exactly. Yeah.
None of this year and a half stuff have now.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like if you can't get it right, after that amount of time, then it's just not going to happen. So, he sounds like he's a really nice guy, though, huh?
Oh, so nice. If you think of someone like that, usually you think they're showy or anything, but he's so not like that. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very genuine guy, very funny, grounded, and he's just an amazing person that I'm glad that I have in my life now.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually picture somebody with a cigar in their hand, and they call the shots for about 5 minutes, and then they go back to their office.
Yeah, that's not him. It's funny.
Well, that's good. That's a wonderful opportunity. Hopefully you'll be able to work with him again.
Yeah, we're planning on something coming up at some point.
So you don't have an official date or place yet?
No. I've been trying to get a date going, but it's going to be January. I know that for sure. And it's just going to be within either the first couple weeks of January.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So just after the first of the year.
Yes. Much.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that.
Me too.
All right. Let's, why don't we do another song?
Yeah. So this next song is actually the single that will be coming out off that album called Unbreakable. The album's called Unbreakable, and this song is actually also called Unbreakable. So the album is based off of this song.
Okay.
Thank you.
rose glares went through the air into my stare. Transfers to my eyes, signals to my mind. Oh, why? From there on, open minds. Turn a day from every face. Black or white, young or old, I am who I am.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Allie McManus. All right. So, who are your musical influences?
All right. Yeah, that's a good question. My musical influences are Ed Sheeran and John Mayer and Stevie Nicks also, and Adele.
Okay, a little bit around, kind of all over the place, I guess, as far as like the timeline goes. Although everybody's still playing, but when I think of Stevie Nicks, I think of the 70s. And of course, John Mayer, I think of like maybe around 10 years ago or so. And Dell's still fairly new, I guess. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so just getting started.
A lot of people say I sound like Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, a younger Stevie Nicks, before the cigarettes and everything, kind of gave her that, that voice. How do you describe it? It's almost like a
Yeah, a raspy.
raspy. Yeah, that would be a good way to describe it, Kind of like that sexy, sultry vixen, the older lady kind,
Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So you listen to a lot of music on like on the radio or
Yeah, I do. I love like, I'm like, it's kind of weird. I like all genres. I'm just not like a huge country fan, but I appreciate some of it.
Well, do you ever listen to like the old school country, like the going back like maybe
I have
40,
a little bit.
things like Loretta Lynn, that type of stuff, as opposed to like what's out there today.
Right. Yeah. I'll have to check that out some more.
Yeah, I'm like that. I don't really like the new country. To me, it's not even country. It's just pop with a southern accent, Put a violin on stage. Oh, it's country. It's like, no, it's not. But when you have like artists like Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and again, Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette, and all those other ones. That was country to me, so.
Yeah. My
Yeah.
genre is more like kind of pop, soft rock, alternative, Americana.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that type of music is pretty popular right now, so that works definitely. So
It's always hard to put yourself in a genre, because I like a lot of I like all the genres, so it's been a difficult thing,
yeah.
but
Well, it makes you more well-rounded, though.
yeah, exactly,
You
yeah.
know, definitely. Okay. Why don't we do another one?
Okay, I moved to the guitar,
Okay.
and this song is an original called Wings.
Wings?
Yes.
Okay.
And I wrote it up in Interlaken when I went to a singer-songwriter camp up there. And it was my first time ever, going anywhere like for a solid amount of time on my own.
Okay.
So I like rented a power chair and kind of like it was the, a decisioning factor of if I could do college on my own and live on my own and, get that step of independence. And, some people didn't think it would be possible, but I always prove people wrong. So
Hey,
it's one thing I like to do.
that's the name of the game. It's like you can't do that, and you just look at him, you go, watch me.
Exactly. That's what I live by. Yeah, so this is one of the songs that I wrote there.
Okay,
And it's called Wings.
wings. All right.
Yes. Bye.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Allie McManus. Alrighty. So I imagine it. Your physical challenges do make it harder, though, for you, huh?
Yes.
As far as being a musician and a singer?
Yes, it does. So for learning guitar, as I said earlier, I had a spinal fusion, and my neck is fused, like, from the middle of my neck all the way down to my hips. So I can't really look down and look at the strings of the guitar. So usually that's how people learn, and then they try to get out of that habit. I had to kind of do it backwards, so I have to really rely on my touch, like feeling the strings, and I can't really look at where my hands are going. You kind of have to mentally think about where your hands are going and then really feel the strings. So okay. That made it harder.
Yeah, I can imagine, like something like Stevie Wonder probably had to do, you know?
Yeah.
He couldn't actually even see what he was playing.
Exactly.
He had to do it totally by feel.
Right, and that's what I said was, like, you know, someone said to me, you know, it's not going to be, you know, you're probably not going to do very well with guitar. You know, it's not, you know, I don't know if you should do it. And I'm like, you know, Stevie Wonder can play without even seeing. I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's, you know, you never, don't ever, like, listen to people that say you can't do something.
No, definitely not. So, I imagine it, there are some days that are rougher than others, though.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Everyone has those days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had to, you know, in your life, you have to, so you're, when you're going through a hard time, you kind of have to make a choice. You're either going to be miserable and, you know, like have an awful time and make it like the most negative situation and make a bad situation even worse, or, you know, make it the best of the situation and look at it in a positive way as much as you can. And, you know, I found that it made everything better in a way, even if it was little.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's how I get through that.
Yeah, actually, it's something I learned in school. I've got a degree in psychology, and mm-hmm. one of the things we studied was pain management.
Oh, yeah.
And it was for people that had chronic pain of all different levels.
Yes.
And that was one of the things that we discussed. It's like, well, you have two choices. You can, like, be in pain,
mm-hmm.
and you can just sit there and, you know, stew about it or, mm-hmm. you know, be unhappy, or you can still be in pain, but you can go out and do something that you enjoy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
At least you're enjoying yourself. You're
right.
Still going to hurt no matter what.
Right.
But, you know, that's the better of the two choices.
Right. So, yeah, yeah, and I do have chronic pain every day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what I did. That's what I said to myself. I'm like, you know, it's either I'm going to be like, stuck in bed and lonely and, you know, bored, or I've had like four near-death experiences, and I'm not going to live my life not trying to do what I love to do. And even though, you know, the music business is hard to get into, I'm still going to give it a shot.
Right, right. So at least, you know, at the end of the day, you know, not to be morbid or anything like that, you can say you gave it your all, you know?
Exactly.
No regrets.
Yes.
It's like, I tried at least, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, well, like, I wish I could have, I wish I should have.
Yeah.
Know, that kind of thing. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, music is a great healer, you know?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Not just for physical ailments, but I find that, you know, for even, like, mental ailments as well.
Oh,
you know?
For sure.
If you're feeling down and depressed or whatever, you know.
There's a song for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Something that makes you feel better, or maybe it just takes you that much further. It's like, okay, I'm going to hit bottom anyway. I might as well get there now.
Yes.
There's an expression I heard the other day. It's like, one thing about reaching bottom is now you have a solid foundation to build up from.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, so.
It's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we continue? It looks like we can squeeze in at least a couple more songs.
Okay, cool. So, let's see here. All right, I'm going to do the newest song I have, and I wrote it up in San Antonio. It's probably a week and a half ago, where I went up there to, you know, get some training and music, and we recorded this song and wrote it there. It's called Temporary. And if you think about it, like just what we were talking about, every moment's temporary. And, you know, if you think about it like that, you can think about it in a good way where, you know, I'm hurting right now, but it'll get better. And it's, you know, right. It's just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, so this is temporary. Thinking back to when I could fly like a bird, no storm ever brought me down.
Cause you
night. You're listening to WHFR.FM, station making waves, live from Studio J. So, Allie,
yes.
Are you on any social media? Is there a way to look you up there?
I sure am.
Okay.
Well, you can find everything at AllieMcManus.com,
okay.
Which is spelled AllieMcManus.com. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of the above.
All of the above.
And it's you can find me at Allie McManus Music if you put those in.
Okay. All right. Is there a way to get a hold of your music then through that way? Or?
Yeah, I have some videos on YouTube, and but no actual track. I have sample tracks of my album CD on my website, where you can listen to like 30 seconds of each song. And then once it's out, it'll be everywhere, like iTunes, Spotify, and everything like that. It'll be out in January.
Okay.
But there's just samples right now.
So you can at least get a taste of
it.
Yeah, you know.
Exactly.
All right. So it's good. So this is going to be on CD, the actual physical release when it comes out in January?
Yes. Or? We'll have physical copies, and it'll be on iTunes where you can get it, Spotify, SoundCloud, everything, everywhere that you can play music, it'll be.
Wow. Isn't that great? You have that at your disposal now.
It's so great.
You don't have to shop around all these record stores around the country now. You just...
Yeah, I know.
You just go on the internet and plug it in and like, hey, you know.
It's so much easier for everyone, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. All right. So we want to basically remind everybody that you're listening to Allie McManus.
Yes.
And she's got a new CD that's going to be out sometime in January. Going to be a release party. No details yet, but...
There will be a release party.
Yeah.
We just don't know when.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't have the final details.
No, but I'll be updating everyone on my website, so just check in here and there, and you can sign up for my mailing list if you want updates.
That would be the best way. That way, you're gonna email people when it's becomes more official and all that good stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, so, well, really quickly, what do you hope to achieve eventually?
Okay, yeah. I hope to achieve my goal of, through my music, hopefully on a wide scale, impact as many people as I can in a positive way through what I've gone through in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, hopefully change their lives in a way.
Yeah, even if it's just one person, that's still,
that my goal is met when one person...
Right.
Says something.
But you know what I'm saying is like even if one person gets, something out of it and goes on and does something similar, or it doesn't have to be music, it could be anything.
Anything, yeah.
Exactly.
I like try to show people that, no matter what challenges are in your way or, like for me, example, I'm in a wheelchair and, I'm still out there, following my dreams. Like, don't let anything hold you back.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because you can do it.
Yes, you can.
All right, Allie, I want to thank you again for coming down to play for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and let's do one more.
Okay, sounds good. This song is called Rhythm That Rhymes.
Okay.
All right. Soon.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Escape to the other.